Gary Duffy, disappointment for Buncrana. You gave it such a good shot, a case of so near and yet so far. One goal in it, always disappointing to lose by a penalty.
Yeah, look, I couldn't ask for any more of the boys today. They dug in from start to finish, saw it the first half. You could see the craft and the experience with St. Michael's. We spoke about a few things in the second half and thought we battled really well, created maybe the better chances out of the game. St. Michael's didn't have many chances, but look, I have to be honest here, I don't want to sink anybody, but the decision for the penalty was absolutely shocking. And I asked him after the game, like, it was for a decision that got there to put you out of a national stages in a quarter final. It's hard to accept, and the players are struggling to accept it in there as well. It's just not a nice way to go out.
I mean, it was just a bizarre sort of incident. The ball sort of seemed to just bobble up, and you know, it seemed to hit him off the arm.
Aye, look, there was nobody near him. I think it was a third phase. There was nobody near him. It was Owen Murphy. It was him and Rory Kelly, the only people in the box, and probably after that we had two older players maybe 10 yards off him. Wasn't St. Michael's man and anywhere near him, and he's just two arms down, the ball bounces, hits the inside of his arm from ground up, and you're thinking, fair enough, play away. And the linesman, the referee, asked the other linesman about it. He didn't think it was, but look, he had to go on the call on the linesman who gave it, and I spoke to him after the game, and he couldn't really give me a reason. But look, we do want to dampen it with that. Fair Tuesday, St. Michael's, look, and the best of luck to them in the semi-final of the cup. We don't want to finish on a sour note, but we're just disgusted with the way we've gone out.
Yeah, I mean, they are a decent side. They had a couple of chances as well, but in the second half there, I mean, Sean Mullen had a couple of chances. Kieran McDade was certainly proving to be a threat, and, you know, thin margins.
Aye, very thin margins. Look, Sean hit outside of the post, so on, and they're keeping him in a great one-handed save from Christy McKinley's on the end of it. You're thinking he's going to finish it, and he completely mishits the ball. And then Crock was causing ball in and out of the game, and that's the kind of player he is. But look, to be fair, look, they have a lot of experience in their team, and you could see it as the game went on, killing the game, getting their free kicks and stuff. And look, that's what experience takes, and we've got to change them in there maybe 10, 15 years. Lack of experience with some of what them boys have today, and that'll come with games and with big games like that there, and with age, and we just go on, and that's football. Look,
a great crowd here to watch you. I mean, the town got behind you.
Massive crowd, and great to see it, and plenty of noise, and it was a great build up to the game, and a lot of buzz about the town. As I was chatting to Jeremy during the week, and they came out in their droves today, and it was very, very well organised by the club. But look, we're going to remember this one as a referee or a linesman's decision, unfortunately.
Yep. Looking forward, you have to lift the players. Still an awful lot to play for this season, and you know, this season could still turn out to be a great season for Buncrana Hearts.
Okay, without a doubt. That's our first loss of, I think, is a season and a half. So as I said, the boys in there, look, they're going to be hard to get lifted today, but we'll work on it during the week. We have Alia and McGinn on Wednesday night in a quarter final of a cup, so we dust ourselves down, we get a recovery session, and we go again, and we've loads of massive games coming up. But as I said a few weeks ago, we've won nothing yet, so we just dust ourselves down and we get going again. We have enough character and enough big players in that change room. They do that in a short space of time.
And finally, Gary, I mean, you can be proud of the players. To get to the last eight of the FAI Junior Cup is an achievement. There's some very good teams in it, and you've shown Buncrana, Inishowen, Donegal football certainly is right up there.
Okay, without a doubt, we're right up there. We probably don't get the recognition that we deserve through the years with teams getting into, players getting into national teams and stuff. Like, I remember Crock, John Gerrard, Matty Byrne. There's loads of great players, and Inishowen probably never got a chance because this is where we're at. But look, so proud of our boys today, and so proud of the club. It doesn't get us over the line, but it's moving in the right direction, and we'll keep going until we get there.